Last month, there was such intense fighting around Iraq's Baghdad airport that civilian flights preparing to land were turned away, sent back to Amman, Jordan. A handful of commercial airlines fly the route. They shuttle journalists, aid workers, and contractors in and out of Baghdad every day. Producer Ben Gilbert recently experienced the flight.
Once passengers climb onto flight 815 to Amman, there's one last hurdle to clear before leaving Iraq: the danger of missiles and gunfire striking the aircraft as it climbs. To counter this threat on takeoff, pilots perform a maneuver called a corkscrew ascent.
It's a couple of turns overhead the field, and then you're above any height that a missile could strike you.
We keep the climb out, the speed quite low, so we don't venture too far out above the actual airport.
That's Anton Shipps, the South African pilot on this flight, and the first officer, Gareth Abrams. They say only one aircraft has been hit by a missile, a DHL cargo jet in 2003. Shipps points to the plane, still parked at the end of the runway, its left wing burnt halfway off.
He was lucky to get down again. It was on takeoff, and they managed to get the aircraft down safely.
Shipps says his biggest worry is not missiles, but traffic. At a normal airport, air traffic controllers give pilots directions to avoid collisions. But here, the pilots are largely on their own.
Okay, 31 tons.
Check, right here.
Shipps and Abrams run through the pre-flight checklist methodically. They say it's no different from any other checklist, except...
We actually put all our lights and stuff off, so as not to attract too much attention.
As the aircraft taxis to the runway, some of the 50 passengers worry they hear mortar fire in the distance. But after a few moments, the jet is on the runway, and finally, the tower gives the go-ahead. After 30 seconds at full throttle, concrete pavement and brown earth fall away, and the jet banks left at a 45-degree angle as the corkscrew above the airport begins. Shipps cranes his neck to look for the five aircraft he knows are in the area. He can see them on his radar and hear them on the radio. A few minutes later, the plane levels off and the corkscrew is complete. The jet is out of missile range and moving away from the airport congestion.
That's it. So you must tell us how dangerous that was. As I say, it's cool.
Back in the cabin, the seatbelt sign is off, and breakfast and coffee are served. Kevin Nightingale, a telecommunications contractor, is happy to be cruising at 24,000 feet toward the safety of Jordan.
That there is a release of tension, because you're always wondering, are they going to fire a rocket at this thing?
In a little more than an hour, the jet starts the final descent toward Amman. Within minutes, the wheels are deployed and the aircraft lands on a standard, straight and level approach. Inside the terminal, Milton Nunez, a contractor with USAID just off the Baghdad flight, sighs with relief.
It feels great. Most of all because while we were in Baghdad, we had to be always closed in, always secured. You get a bunker mentality, or like you were an inmate in a nice high-paid jail, but still very difficult.
Nunez says his plan after leaving the airport is to walk down a public street for the first time in 3 months and buy a cup of coffee. A simple but potentially suicidal act for an American only an hour's flight away in Baghdad. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert.